I recently watched the new Doctor Strange movie, and as I was watching it, I realized that a lot of the themes in that movie are common in all works of literature. And not only are they common, but they're also the main themes of Christianity, that through them we can understand our faith better. For those of you who've seen the movie, you'll understand my themes and you'll see the nice scenes from it. For those of you who have not, don't worry, they're pretty common, so you can pretty much pick any work of literature. If you plan to see the movie, don't worry, I'm not giving you any spoilers. However, I don't think very many in this crowd will see that movie. Regardless, moving on. So the first major theme that was part of the movie was, you can't have everything you want. Yeah, it sounds dumb. Most of these are very cliche. We hear them all the time. But yet there's something brilliant about bringing them out. And what it does is it teaches us that these things are so common, yet we like to put them in a fictitious movie, throw them into a story, and not apply them to our lives. All our goal right now is to apply them. We can't have everything we want. In the movie, Doctor Strange wants his wife back. Doesn't work. Scarlet Witch wants her children back. Doesn't work that way. And so they wrestle with this. Can I get everything that I want? The answer is no. And Jesus teaches us the same thing. He says, if you want to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life, you will save it. He also says, get rid of all those things. Wealth does not help you. And so in this way, we're challenged to realize the truth of this statement. We can't have everything we want. And the more we're willing to realize that, the happier we'll be. So you let go of all those things, and we're content with what we've got. It's really that simple. The second theme is very close to it. Regardless of how much power or how much wealth you have, you can't have everything. Regardless of how much power or wealth you have, you will not necessarily be happy. Actually, we know this for a fact. We like to raise up all of those celebrities and rich people throughout the world and make them look like they have the best life ever. Look at how many things they can do, those lavish parties they have. But are they happy? No. And that's another major theme of the movie. Constantly, a few of the characters, Doctor Strange being the number one person, was asked the question, are you happy? And yet, the response was the same thing that happens when we ask each other, how are you? And we answer, fine, good. It doesn't really matter how we're doing, we answer the same regardless. The same thing works here. Are you happy? It's a question we must ask ourselves, because we are so driven by the idea of money and wealth and power that if we had these things, we would truly be happy. Which is not true. Actually, the happiest people in the world are sometimes the poorest, or the ones that don't have very much power. They have little to worry about. They just do their thing and it works. The same thing works for us. We must challenge ourselves to find what makes us happy. And I'll tell you what it is. It's very simple. Jesus tells us. We cannot be happy outside of him. We cannot have true joy without him. Being complicit with his will, recognizing his power in our lives, realizing that there's something greater and wonderful to come, that's what leads to our happiness and nothing else. The third theme is one we don't like to hear. If we are complicit with evil, we cannot leave unscathed. If we touch evil, we cannot leave unscathed. We have this idea that we can mess around with evil things and it won't really affect us, which is why so many people use things like tarot cards and Ouija boards. They are not simple little games that you play. They do have serious ramifications. Even things like temptations and struggles in life, if we start to dive down that route of saying, ooh, I can have that. Ooh, that won't affect me. Oh, I can do that. It'll be okay. We start that horrible, horrible spiral that leads us into worse and worse things, which was one of the serious implications of the movie. Doctor Strange had to use black magic in order to save the world, and it had its effects. We have to be serious about it to ourselves, too. This is the core of what we teach. Concupiscence, the interior desire to sin, that kind of little small voice that tells us what's evil, came all the way from Adam and Eve. That original choice to go against God's law has completely affected the entire universe, leading us to desire it above God's will. And so, every time we comply with it, it affects us. The unfortunate thing for most media, movies, books, whatever it might be, is that if they're complicit with evil, they're stuck. Their lives are kind of over. Or they have to fight and fight and fight and struggle against it to finally get some sort of leeway or some sort of control over it. We don't have to worry about that. This is the wonderful thing about Christianity we forget. God wants to free us from that. We can be freed. All it takes is to ask for forgiveness. All it takes is to look towards God's healing. We have something that no other religion has, and no other media source has ever been able to proclaim well. A way out of that. A simple way out of it. God heals. Jesus saves. That's it. The fourth major theme, yes, I'm at four, is... I lost it. Sad. If you are open about your darkness, you will be free. The more you're willing to unveil your darkness, the freer you become. We like to put this in so many movies. We love this theme. It's so helpful to us to see someone who has all these interior challenges and struggles that they're going through, and all of a sudden, by the end, they've opened up about it, they've got the healing, and they're free. You know what I mean? Pick any movie. Pretty much all of them. It's the same basic idea. If we let go of our darkness, if we recognize our shadow, if we see our interior struggles and become real with it, we are free. How many of us believe that? We like it when someone else does it, but we don't like to go through the struggles ourselves. We don't want to have to acknowledge our own sadness, our challenges, our disappointments, whatever it might be, even our own sinfulness. We want to think someone else can do it, and I just like the fact that they did it. Good for you. But that's not true. We have to go interiorly for a moment. We have to realize that there is a good side to that. We can be free. We don't have to be confined to our own darkness. We don't have to be always facing those challenges on a personal level. Letting it go gives us freedom. Jesus tells us the same thing. When you bring it to the light, it'll be set free. When you come to me, I bring things to the light, and you are free. Really that simple. Now, the fifth theme is definitely the most cliche of all. I can't get more cliche than this. Although it's super cliche, it's also immensely true. Love conquers all. Yes, love conquers all. I'm being kind of facetious, but I'm doing that for a reason. We love this phrase because it makes all the movies have a nice, happy ending. It makes us all feel good when we're done with a book that has a sense that everything is fine in the end. And yet, this can be our lives too. Love did conquer all. Jesus is love. God is love, and he conquered sin and death. Love did conquer all. This isn't just some little fanciful reality we throw into movies to make ourselves feel good. This is a statement of the universe. Jesus did conquer all. Love did finally win. And love is far more powerful than we understand. Love is so powerful, it can lead to conversions. It can cast out evil. It can help people recover. It can bring healing. Love is immensely powerful. And we have to believe that. We have to understand its reality in our world, which leads to us. It's nice to see all these themes and bring them out in movies, but we have to come back to ourselves. I don't bring this up just because I'm like, hey, these are cool, look for them. I bring them up because of our first reading. Our first reading talked about law. And so often we think of the Catholic Church as a set of laws. We're bound by laws and all this legalism and blah, blah, blah. That's not who we are. That's who we focus on. Instead, we have something so immensely profound. The profoundness of our faith is that we touch something real. These themes are fun, but if we understand what they are and their connection with Christianity, we start to see the reality that the whole universe is founded on, this fabric that says what is true. We realize that these themes teach us about what is true and right. And as much as we touch what is true and right, the laws that govern the universe, we touch the mystery of God. That's what these things teach us. They teach us the mystery of God. And we touch the mystery of God when we feel his presence in our lives. The words that Jesus told us today are true. Peace reigns. We know God's commands. We're willing to follow them. We have new life. We have new energy. We realize that God is real. That's why these things are important. They lead us to fullness of belief. And from there, we see all the other things God is doing and believe even more. So reflect on these themes. See them in various works of literature as a way to reflect on our own lives, to reflect on our faith, to see truth, to see justice, to see light, to see God, that we may, by seeing God, come to believe most fully and feel the fullness of peace that he bestows upon us.